بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. I am Atta, the host of this program. As usual, Sheikh Karimi is over here to answer today's question related to Islamic beliefs. Sheikh Karimi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, how are you, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah, thanks.
Okay. For today's discussion, first of all, we want to start with a question related to the Holy Quran. We can believe that there are some versions or many versions of the recitation of the Holy Quran. So they have different names. For example, Quran of Hafs is one of them, the most famous one, and the other versions of the recitations of the Quran. First of all, tell us what's the history of the Quran's recitation methods that they were named after. And then I'll get back to my next questions, that which one is more correct now.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is one of the most significant questions regarding the Noble Book of Quran, and especially when it comes to the discussion on the tahrif or distortion of the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Usually one of the challenging questions is that while we have different ways, different recitations of the Quran, how come the Muslims claim that there is no distortion in the Quran?
Mm-hmm.
And Orientalists take it as an argument to argue that, there is a kind of distortion in the Noble Book of Quran. So, we're not going to talk about the way that the Quran was compiled.
Mm-hmm.
The main topic of today's discussion is about qira'ah, the recitation of the Quran.
So based on the recitation and different recitations, you said the Orientalists believe that there would be some distortions in the content, you mean?
So they argue that, you Muslims believe that there is no change in
uh-huh.
the Quran.
Okay.
But when it comes to the way that you recite, uh-huh. sometimes some people recite Malik Yawmuddin, some recite Malik Yawmuddin.
Mm-hmm.
Some recite Yathorna, some recite Yattaherna, some mm-hmm. recite Yakhda'un, some recite Yukhada'un.
Mm-hmm.
So this is... which one of them is correct?
Correct, that's right.
So this is a kind of change in the Quran. You cannot claim that, everything is preserved. So this is the argument, and inshallah we'll address this
okay.
very important and for some people challenging question.
Right. Regarding. So it refers to the recitation. It started at the time of Holy Prophet of Islam itself. Would you give
no.
us a history, a background?
No. So the point is that... I will talk about the roots of why we have different ways of reciting the Noble Book of Quran, and the different reasons that cause the Noble Book of Quran to be recited in different ways. Toward the end of the second century after Hijrah and the beginning of the third century after Hijrah, we see that because before that we had in the history of Islam that there were different reciters and there were some differences among them in reciting some of the words of the Noble Book of Quran. That is why at the beginning of the 3rd century after Hijrah, some scholars began to analyze different recitations and to choose the best among them. So it's been recorded that the first one who began to do this was a person called Harun ibn Musa, who passed away in 291, and Qasim ibn Salam, who passed away in 224.
Mm-hmm.
So Qasim ibn Salam, he chose 25 reciters of the Noble Book of Quran, and he said that, the way that these 25 reciters have recited the Quran are among the authentic ones, which means that there were other people as well, but he chose 25 people, 25 reciters.
Okay.
1 century later, Abu Bakr bin Mujahid, who passed away in 324, out of these 25 and many others, he chose 7 reciters.
Mm-hmm.
The famous idea of Qurra Sab'a.
Yes.
The 7 reciters of the Noble Book of Quran. So from that time onwards, we are talking about the 3rd and 4th centuries after Hijra, the Muslims began to believe in these 7 recitations of the Noble Book of Quran as famous as Qurra Sab'a.
But does it mean necessarily that these 7 people recited Quran with 7 different methods? Does it mean?
Yes, there are differences.
There are differences?
I mentioned as one of the examples, is it Malik Yawmuddin or Malik?
No, I mean, for example, the 7 ones, for example, could say Malik or Malik, but it does not say Malik
or something like that.
Okay, it was some tiny maybe differences between the 7, that's right.
And it's for some of the words of the Noble Book of Quran, for the most part, the recitation is the same way. And then later, some other scholars add 3 other reciters, which all together we have 10 reciters. So sometimes you hear 7 reciters, sometimes 10 reciters.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens next is that, you know that when it comes to, for example, in narration, we have different, in a chain of narration, from one narrator, maybe so many people narrate one narration. So A for example, A is the narrator, then B narrates from A,
mm-hmm.
C also narrates from A.
Okay.
Okay. And there might be some slight differences between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The same happened regarding the way that these 7 ways of the Noble Book of Quran was recited. Because different people narrated this way of recitation from these 7 people.
All right.
And then that is why for each and every one of these 7 reciters, the most authentic ones, 2 of them were chosen.
Mm-hmm.
That is why it turned to be 14 ways of reciting the Quran. Of course, I'm talking about very slight differences.
That's right. Okay.
So these 7 reciters are as follows. From each of them, 2 people have recited that way of recitation. The first reciter is Abdullah bin Amir Dimashqi. He passed away in 118. 2 narrators have narrated from him, Hisham ibn Ammar and Ibn Zakwan. The second one is Abdullah bin Kathir Makki. He passed away in 120. He has 2 narrators, Ahmad ibn Muhammad and Abu Amr Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is the famous one, Asim ibn Abil Junud. Who passed away in 128. It's been mentioned that he learned his recitation from his master, and his master learned from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, 2 people have narrated from him. One of them is Hafs ibn Sulaiman, and the other one is Shu'bah bin Hayyash. Nowadays, you hear a lot among the reciters that this is the recitation of Hafs from Asim. What does it mean?
Yes.
This Asim is Asim ibn Abil Junud, who is one of the Qurra Sab'a.
Mm-hmm.
He has 2 narrators. One of them is Hafs ibn Sulaiman.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, the most famous way of reciting the Quran is the version of Hafs from Asim,
mm-hmm.
which means that Hafs ibn Sulaiman, who passed away in 180, has narrated this way of recitation from Asim ibn Abil Junud, who passed away in 128.
That's right.
The fourth is Rabban ibn Ala. He passed away in 154. He has 2 narrators, Hafs ibn Amr, Hafs ibn Umar, and Abu Shuhayb. Then we have Hamzat ibn Habib, 2 narrators, Khalad ibn Khalid and Khalaf ibn Hashim. Then we have Nafi' ibn Abdul Rahman. He is also famous. He has 2 narrators, Varsh and Qalun. Some reciters, for example, Egyptian reciters, they are famous to recite the Quran in the way of Varsh from Nafi'.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Ali ibn Hamza Kasai, 2 narrators, Layth ibn Khalid and Hafs ibn Umar. These are 7 reciters. From each and every one of them, we have 2 narrators.
That's right.
If we add 3 other reciters to be Qurra Ashra, Then the eighth one is Khalifa ibn Hashim, two narrators, Ishaq and Idris. The ninth is Yaqub ibn Ishaq, two narrators, Ruwais and Abul Hasan ibn Abdul Mu'min. And the last, Abu Ja'far Yazid, two narrators, Isa and Ibn Jamma. So
as I got you right, the main important case over here is regarding Arabic grammar, isn't it?
Not only that.
Vowelization is also at work?
Yeah, there are various factors, three, four factors that I'm going to talk, if I have time now.
Okay.
I will discuss about why then it happens to have various ways of reciting the Noble Book of Quran.
I think we are out of time for this episode. But about 1-2 minutes, you can have a summary of sum up of what you said in this episode. Inshallah, in the other episode, we get to details of why do we have different versions of the recitations of the Holy Quran.
Okay. So as Muslims, especially as the Shia, we believe that, it was the decision of the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the Quran was revealed to the Prophet over 23 years.
Yes.
And not, it's not the case that the whole chapter was revealed altogether in all the cases. So, for example, some verses of chapter Baqarah was revealed in, for example, the first year after Hijrah, some other verses in the second year. And we believe that the Holy Prophet decided that these verses should be put together in the form of a chapter to be, the second chapter of the Quran as chapter Baqarah. And what happened at the time of Uthman is that now we have different copies of the Quran, different ways that people used to write down. So he decided, based on the consultation he received from the companions of the Prophet, that we need to have only one canonical version. And from that time onwards, that canonical version became, the only version among the Muslims as the written form.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to this. So what happened at the time of Uthman is that, as the written form, this is the Quran. And in that written form, we have Mim, Lam, Kaf, for example.
Uh-huh.
But now, how to recite this version? Is it Malik or Malik? It is because of other reasons.
It's very much related in English grammar. We call it diacritical marks.
Exactly. This is one of the reasons, of course.
Right, okay.
Or, for example, as I mentioned, Yakhda'un or Yukhada'un.
Uh-huh.
So it's written in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that our discussion is different from the discussion on how the Quran was compiled. The Quran was compiled in the same way. One version, written form.
Yes.
But now how to recite this written form, it has...
style of reading, it's better to call it.
Exactly.
That's right.
And it has various reasons that, inshallah, I will discuss in the following session.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding different versions of the recitations of the Holy Quran, a really rich history and background. We gave us a nice introduction. Inshallah, we'll continue our discussion with this topic in the upcoming sessions of the program. What are the differences between these styles and why? We can say there are some slight differences between the recitations and diacritical marks in the recitation of the Holy Quran, grammatically speaking. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن آبائي علي وحسين وحسن.